Good morning and welcome to 101.5 UMFM. This is your host, Tino Hove, and today we're going to be talking about something that's really interesting. I have recently started a new series, and it's called Surviving Your 20s. What inspired this was, as a 23-year-old, I realized that the ages between 20 and 29 are particularly challenging, mainly because there's a lot of adult things we're learning to do without a lot of guidance. Well, at least for myself, having immigrated from Zimbabwe to come to Canada, learning to be a grown-up has been something that is particularly difficult. So I've broken it down into areas of being 20 that I think encompass the entire 20-year-old experience. So today in particular, I'm going to be talking about surviving broke. I thought about making it a topic on financial health, but I realized, like, when you're 20, we're all financially unhealthy. Like, so the important thing isn't to try and sit here and tell you how to manage your money, because I've clearly done it pretty poorly, as my bank account would tell you. But what I have managed to do for the past 3 years is make it through some very tricky financial situations. Now, a lot of us 20-year-olds who may be listening know what it's like to have a negative balance in your bank account. I remember the first time I had a negative balance in my bank account, I was surprised. I opened the app and I looked at it, and it was minus $30. I was like, so, like, you took money that I didn't have. Like, I'm below broke, right? Now, Let's break that down. The first thing about surviving broke, I found, is managing your mental health, right? Because, you know, anyone who tells you that money doesn't buy you happiness, I mean, they've never really been broke, right? Because money may not buy you happiness, but lack of money can definitely give you unhappiness. And that's the kind of unhappiness a lot of university students are going through. So step number one is you're there now. You're broke. You're there. You're there now, right? The next step is, how do you manage your mental state to not stay there, or rather to not do anything risky? Number one is, remember, you're not alone. One of the first things that comes to mind for me when I got broke was, like, how could I be so silly to spend all this money and not have any more resources left for my own basic needs? I felt really stupid. You're not alone. You're not silly. It's like trying to ride a bike for the first time and feeling bad for falling down, right? You're trying to manage adult finances for the first time, and that's a normal thing. That financial irresponsibility is a normal thing, especially when you haven't had the guidance. That's the first thing to tell yourself. You're not alone, and you're actually not messing up that bad. Right. Now, number one is, if you never understand what it's like to not have money, you'll never understand the value of money. You'll never learn how to budget if you've never budgeted poorly. All right. So the second thing is, remember that this is a learning curve for you. It's not a testament to who you are as a person. And number three, remember to reach out. Reaching out is one of the most important things, because at 20, the one thing we may have, if not a lot of brains, is we have a lot of people around us. So I know for myself, when I was going through surviving broke, I went through about a 4-month span without working, and I relied a lot on my friends. So I'd call people, man, guys, I won't lie. I'd call people like, hey, guys, I'm hungry, right? I spend all my money. I don't have money to go out here and start trying to buy food. I don't have that kind of money, right? And instead of letting my pride get in the way and be like, oh no, how on earth can I asked, right? So step number one, ask for help. Ask for help, especially from people who are close to you, because those are the people who understand what it's like to be 20 and broke. I promise you, any other 20-year-old you're going to give a call to has been in your situation, right? There's this really interesting quote I heard that says, ego is the enemy. Ego can realistically kill you. It can put you in a situation where you're like, look, you have the capacity to survive, but you can't because you're too scared to ask for help, because you're scared that you're going to look bad. No one looks bad asking for help. You only look bad when you don't, because you're the one who's going to stay broke. You're the one who's going to stay hungry. You're the one who's not going to pay their phone bill. You're the one who's not going to be able to communicate with the rest of the world, right? So that's the second step. Always ask for help. Now, stepping a little bit further into this mental state. So number one, get your ego out of the way. being broke happens, ask for help. Number two, you're not the only one who's going through this. Everyone's gone through this. You are normal. The abnormality is that 20-year-old who has not gone through broke. Right. Now, number three, what you want to look at just on the mental game is what got you in that situation. We all know that quote that we spend money we don't have to buy things we don't need to impress people we don't even like. Right. One thing I learned firsthand that I wish I had listened to a lot earlier on was your wallet is your wallet. If you are going out and you genuinely just cannot afford the activity you are doing, it's okay to tell your friends you can't go. All right? And if you're shy to tell your friends you can't go because you can't afford something, then either your ego is in the way or you've just got the wrong friends. Because if whenever I tell my friends, hey guys, we want to go for drinks, I can't afford drinks, they'll either say, oh, okay, we'll see you when we get back, or they'll be like, don't worry, I've got you. And that way you still get the experience and you don't have to stretch your budget, right? There's a very interesting quote that is, to thy own self be true. I like to kind of turn that to thy own wallet be true, right? You know how much money you have. So if you're about to engage in an activity you know you can't afford, stay at home. Enjoy your rent money, right? You pay hydro. You pay for electricity. Enjoy it. Stay home. Watch some TV. It's free, right? And the next thing is, always remember that the price tag does not equal the value, all right? A lot of times we go out there, there's nothing wrong with thrift shopping, right? And that comes back to that honesty with yourself. Look, if you can't be buying $75 jeans, then don't buy $75 jeans, okay? If you can't buy a $50 hat, then just don't buy a $50 hat. It's really that simple, right? And as soon as you realize just how much money you actually have, your life gets a lot simpler because you're no longer stretching. So have you ever had that moment where you go out, right? And you've got $50 in your bank account, right? And then that bill comes and it's $25 and you're like, ooh, right? You feel that little pinch, right? You shouldn't be feeling that. If ever a bill comes and you feel uncomfortable paying it, it's because you weren't supposed to be buying it, right? Now, that's a very hard lesson to learn because we all like nice things. All right. Now we have to get over that liking of nice things. Now that's a very 20-year-old thing to do. So you have ever noticed how old people walk around in like old denim jeans? And they just don't look like they look like they just don't care. Right? It's because they've got bigger things that are important to them. Right? And we as 20-year-olds need to learn to bridge that gap between need and want. The first thing you can do is if you want something, attach it to a goal. So for example, say you want to get that $75 pair of jeans. Instead of stretching your finances to get it, get a job, work a couple of hours, and then the next thing you know, you've got $75 to buy $75 pairs of jeans, right? And again, this is all, I say this all from experience. The next thing, when we step away from that pressure of looking good, now, when it comes to that going out with your friends, buying things you can't afford, a lot of it really comes from a sense of wanting to belong. See, that sense of wanting to belong is something is a very interesting thing because you can't make yourself belong somewhere you don't. Okay, I wanna reemphasize that. You can't make yourself belong somewhere that you don't. Right? So if you are spending money in order to belong in a friend group or in a social situation, the fact that you don't have the money to spend with them means you do not belong with them. You can't force the belonging, right? That is a signal that this is not your crowd and this is not your scene. Now, you need to accept that. Now, the fact that you don't belong there does not mean that you do not belong anywhere. It just means you have to find your crowd. And you should be grateful for that experience simply because now you know where you do not belong, right? Now you know where you should not be. And that narrows down the number of places you're looking, right? So those are things that make us spend money, that feeling of wanting to belong, wanting to participate. And sometimes we spend money trying to find ourselves. So you spend money trying to get a new haircut so you look good, right? You can look good but feel bad, right? And the feeling is more important because you have to live with the feeling. One of the guests here on the Instagram Live, if you want to join this on the Instagram Live, my Instagram handle is @_TinoHove. Ayumta says, or you can be genuine friends. You can have genuine friends and they can cover you if they want. Exactly. So we spoke about that a bit earlier. If you have genuine friends, they'll cover you. And here's the thing about genuine friends. You never have to worry about paying them back. Right. You never have to worry about paying a genuine friend back because you know that you will have them in their future and they will never ask for it until they need it. Right. Another comment we have here is that sometimes we shouldn't have spent that hair money. That's a really important fact that came from King Bilius. So sometimes we shouldn't have spent that hair money. That means that my interpretation of that would simply be that sometimes you need to take a knee. You need to look at it like, I want a new haircut, but I have to go buy food. Right. Ayumta just says, don't I owe you $5? I don't know, man. I haven't seen you in a couple of years. Maybe, but as we said before, you know, real friends never ask for the money back. But yeah, so back to it, taking the knee. Sometimes you want that haircut. And sometimes you have $25 for that haircut. But sometimes you need to buy groceries. Right. Now, the next thing there is, when you do take the knee, you feel better after. So at that time, you're like, oh man, I really wish I got that haircut, man. Or man, I really wish I bought those pair of shoes. But you can be wearing your Jordans on an empty stomach. Right. You can be wearing your Jordans with an unpaid phone bill. You can be popping bottles with rent money. Right? Like, sometimes you gotta take the knee, you gotta look at your priorities. Now here's in terms of an actionable step, is write down your budget. And one thing that really sobered me up in terms of my spending habits was when I started tracking my expenses. So before I even start saying this is how much I spend on food, just every time you go out, keep the receipt. Right? Keep the receipt and then write it down. At the end of the month, what you want to do is you look at all your luxury receipts. So that's all your McDonald's, all your, I don't know, your cab rides instead of taking the bus for $3, right? All those pizzas you ordered in. Take the receipts and calculate exactly how much money you've spent on it. And then take the receipts from necessities and compare, right? So you'll notice that for $15 on a pizza, you could have bought a whole bag of frozen chicken wings, right? And then and that's what's going to give you that mental switch. What happens is you're going to feel a pinch, right? And that pinch is what's going to inspire the change, because at 20, we all need reality checks. I needed that reality check, right? When I was like, oh man, like I actually cannot afford to be ordering pizza every night, right? And that consistent tracking will show you just where your money is going and how you can redirect it. Because sometimes we get broke, but we're not really broke, right? You get broke, but you're not actually broke. So the example is just poor money management, right? When you feel like there's too much month at the end of your money, right? But you really look at it and you're like, look, my rent is X amount of dollars. Right, for $60, I can have enough food to last me the month, and that will leave him with X amount of dollars to have fun. Right, when you stay within that budget, you feel a lot more comfortable. Who's ever gone out and then yeah, having fun, but just at the back of your head, there's this little thing that's telling you you're enjoying a little too much. Right, so we've got a couple comments here. What helps you find yourself? Solitude for a while. That's a question. Next question is, money is worthless. Priority number one is happiness. Money is just paper and digits. Oh, interesting. Another comment here that came in was, oh, okay, that's all we've got so far here. Oh, we've got someone requesting to come into the live video. Let's see what this is going to look like. Wonder if you're going to pick it up here. Okay, we're waiting for that to join. Now, I just want to speak a little bit on the statement. Money is worthless. The priority number one is happiness. I don't know about that, man. There we go. We've just got a guest that joined in on the live. I'm just going to finish off this sentence and then we're going to jump in. You say that money is worthless and the priority is happiness. I don't know, man. I've been broke before. And I can tell you I was very unhappy being broke. Which is what got me talking about money management when you're in your 20s, because I realized that was a main deciding factor into just how much fun I was having. Can you explain a little bit there?
Yeah.
I'm listening.
I mean,
I dropped you. Go on.
It's okay to find happiness through money. It's just that you won't find it.
You won't find it.
You won't get to that point. Yeah, most people are broke because they're thinking that they're broke, and they stress about it. Your thoughts make everything that happens to you. You think about that money, you might as well not get it. First, you have to get happiness though. After you're happy, you have a positive mindset. You put positive thoughts into the universe, and then everything else you want, it comes after.
Interesting.
Because most of the time, you see, when people are thinking, I don't have money. What the world does is, the world tells you you don't have money. It tells itself you don't have money. Then you don't have money for real. Rich people don't even give a damn about money, bro.
I mean, they're rich. They don't have to.
For real. They're rich. And how they got to that point, they had to attain themselves a level of happiness first. Like, look at you right now. Mm-hmm. You're not thinking about money.
Oh, my guy, I'm talking about money on the podcast.
They maneuver themselves through their money management, isn't it?
Yeah. I feel you.
Yeah. And because of that money is definitely coming to you, bro.
Oh, I appreciate it.
You don't care about it. You're talking about food. You're not talking about a new haircut or Gucci.
Yeah, man. But yeah. I think, so just to kind of talk on that a bit, mindset is very important, and happiness is also very crucial. So, and I think that a lot of times we spend money trying to find happiness instead of finding happiness and then using our money to fulfill it. Oh, actually, that's a really cool thing. I should write that down. Can someone write that down for me? we spend money trying to buy happiness. But the honest truth is you're supposed to find what makes you happy and then spend money doing that, right?
And then spend money doing that.
So for instance, and this happened to me. So in my first year of university, I wanted to fit in quite a bit. And I thought that if I went out with people, I'd be happy. I just got really broke. That's what happened. I just got really broke. All right. And then when I realized that it wasn't a matter of going out and then being happy finding people. It was a matter of finding people who made me happy and then spending money with them. Now, that kind of up my cost quite a bit because now, guys, I stay home. I don't like leaving my house, guys. I stay home. We go. We buy drinks. We buy like triple the amount of drinks for like a third of the price we'd buy them if we went out. Right.
Yeah.
Right. And I have more fun at the end of the day because, hey, I'm home. I'm in my space and I'm with people who care about me. Right. So find the happiness and then the money should go there. Right.
And then the money should go there.
Yeah. I feel that. Yo, man, do you have any other thoughts to add just before I log off here? I've got about 5 minutes left here.
Yeah, just before you log off, mate, I think a problem that people are having, when people do have money, they're not giving enough. People think of themselves.
Mm.
And when you think of yourself after you've got that paper, you go straight down broke lane and then you're broke again.
Mm.
First thing somebody should do to look for their happiness, give that money to somebody who doesn't even have it.
Mm.
Do something you don't want with that money, like give it away.
Mm. Mm.
Hey. You give half of it away, you spend the other half on what you want, that happiness coming through.
Man, like my thing is, it's something I've learned is whenever I'm spending money or giving money, to friends, especially friends. A friend will say, "Can you cover me for a drink? It'll be $20." I always remember I've spent $20 on less important things. Like whenever you're finding it hard to give money to a good cause, remember you've spent $5 on less important things.
True.
You know what I mean?
We live in a world where people are hungry.
Yeah. And that's
what that's just giving away the money.
And even when it comes, and I think this is actually a good point to log off on. Even when it comes to making healthy financial decisions, so let's say you want to start a business, right? And to start that business, you have to save some money, right? Every time you think about how hard it is or how much, say, a software costs to buy, right? Look at the price and remember, you've spent that same amount of money on a less important thing before. Right. That's the thing. You've spent the same amount of money you're not spending on buying a textbook on less important things.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, guys. So that's been my rant on financial wisdom. We'll be back in a couple of days talking a little bit more about surviving your 20s. I will have a guest with me. That is to be decided. But as for now, it's been great.
Hey, and hey, you must also tell them they're in their 20s, or they're not 53. You might as well just relax and just take it slow.
I feel you. All right. So.
Imagine when they get to 100.
So that's it for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in. It's been great. If you'd like to tune into the live Instagram feed, the handle is @_TinoHove. It's been 101.5 UMFM. Have a great morning.